It's time for this week's podcast of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you and Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Good afternoon.
Hello, Simon. How are you going today?
Yeah, not too bad. Stewie, on Sunday morning on Chasing Rewind, we spoke about Royal Turbos when at Wentworth Park last Saturday night. And I see that he's backing up this weekend.
Yeah, you're right. There's obviously some great action in New South Wales at the moment. And one of the Greyhounds in top form at the moment is Royal Turbo, as you mentioned there. And he certainly had a week to remember last week. He scored two wins and a placing in three starts. Remember this Greyhound, he won the Group 3 Christmas gift last year. And Simon, I'm convinced we're going to see him win another big race soon. He's a class act, this Greyhound. Maybe the New South Wales Sprint Championship, which is coming up in a few weeks. I think he'll be one to watch there if he can maintain his form. Royal Turbo back in action at Wentworth Park this Saturday in the monthly medal final. Race 8 on the card. And Simon, what a race this is. It will feature Knight's Bride, She's Grand, who's well in grand form at the moment, and Mr. Twister, the recent Group 1 Peter Mosman Classic winner. Probably New South Wales' number one greyhound at the moment, I think. That race, part of a great card at Wentworth Park this Saturday night. Fields and form available now at thedogs.com.au.
He seemed a little flat last Saturday night, Mr. Twister, I thought, Stu.
He certainly did. I think he finished fourth, if I remember right, in that race. But obviously, he's had a big few weeks. Remember, he won the Richmond Riches last month, and then he followed that up with a win in the Peter Mosman Classic. That was a three-week series, of course. So, he had to work very hard to win that one. But look, I've no doubt he'll be back in top form at the moment. As I said, he's probably New South Wales' number one greyhound at the moment. And look, I'd probably make him my top pick for this race at Wentworth Park on Saturday night.
We had the Gosford Goldmine on last night, and the odds-on favourite getting the money there, Lachlan Verhugo.
He certainly did. This was the big race of the week here in New South Wales, over the 515 metres, of course. And look, as you mentioned, taken out in brilliant fashion by Lachlan Verhugo. If you haven't seen the race, check out the replay at thedogs.com.au now. It's a brilliant come from behind by Lachlan Verhugo. He doesn't jump at all well, but my, he absolutely flashes home. Look, I think this greyhound's going to have a great career over the 600 metres on this show, and he's a really powerful greyhound. And remember, he was our tip on Chasing and Pacing at Rewind before the series started, so always great to get a winner. And Lachlan Verhugo, definitely one to keep an eye on, Simon.
Now, on Thursday or tomorrow night, we've got the heats at Albion Park at the Group 1 Winter Cup.
We certainly do, and this one is not to be missed under any circumstances. Five terrific heats of this one coming up. Remember, $75,000 to the eventual winner of this race, the biggest race of the year in Queensland. These heats taking part at Albion Park, of course. Now, as well as the locals, there's some top draw interstate challengers heading up north to have a crack at this one. Striker Light, Ando's Mac, and Worm Burner among the big names. Remember, the five heat winners and three fastest runners-up head to next Thursday's final. Some of the heats to look forward to, well, Striker Light and Ando's Mac, they've both been racing well recently. They look big threats for this. Neither of them have had a competitive race at Albion Park before, though, Simon. So, look, that could be something holding them back. Others to watch as well, Marja Mahi Mahi, the recent Group 1 Sapphire Crown winner, and Shoes to Fill, who won the recent Flying Amy Classic. Shoes to Fill, one of the locals who no doubt will be in the mix. I'm going to go with one of the other locals in this race, actually, Simon. A greyhound we picked out on Chasing and Pacing Rewind last Sunday. Bubble Guppy, trained by Tony Apap, who's had some great wins over the last couple of years with the likes of Outside Pass and Swapia. Bubble Guppy in great form at the moment. Two wins in his last two starts, including last week at Albion Park. I think he's landed a winnable heat here, although the greyhound will have to contend with Worm Burner in that race. But I'm going to stick with Bubble Guppy, my pick for the Group 1 Winter Cup.
Yeah, great name too. Bubble Guppy in the second of those heats tomorrow night. Looking ahead to next week, and the Grafton Carnival gets underway on Monday night, Stu.
Yeah, that's right. Always one of the highlights of the New South Wales annual racing calendar. Gets underway on Monday, and then over the next couple of weeks, we've got a series of meetings all leading up to Wednesday, July the 12th, which is the big finals night there at Grafton. And on Monday night, it's the maiden series over the 407 metres, which gets the action underway. Chance to see some of the really top greyhounds that we expect to come to prominence over the next few months going in this one. Fields for this one will be out on the dogs.com.au shortly. I'll give you a name to watch, Simon. Shevchenko, the really well-bred son of Fernando Bale, the great Fernando Bale, and Scissor Queen. Shevchenko, named after the former top-class Ukrainian soccer player, and he doesn't look too bad himself. I noticed he had a great performance trial up at Grafton last night, so keep an eye on him. Shevchenko in the Maiden Classic up at Grafton, part of the great carnival that they're having there over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, both for the Greyhounds and the Thoroughbreds, of course. And this Sunday we have in Victoria, heats of the Bendigo Cup.
We do. This one is another ripper as well. $47,000 for the eventual winner here. This one over the 425 metres. Always a great series, this one. If you look back over the last couple of years, Aston Bolero won it in 2016 and Fernando Bale in 2015. So obviously a top draw race here. Still waiting for the field to be finalised on this one. But I'm expecting the great Lightning Frank, who's had a number of great wins to his name, a Group 1 winner. He should be featuring in this one, Simon. I expect him to go well in this series. The day before this, on Saturday, it's the Bendigo Winter Cup over the 600 metres. Three heats of this one. Reefton Treasure, trained by Anthony Azzopardi. Probably my pick for this one. Reefton Treasure will jump from box four in the third heat. That's race eight at Bendigo on Saturday.
Good stuff. Stu, anything else for us on the news front?
Well, I think that's more than enough to be going on with, isn't it? As I said, the Grafton Carnival, probably the big one to watch in New South Wales over the next couple of weeks. Really looking forward to that one, mate. It's always a great series, always a great carnival. I love going up to Grafton and really looking forward to that one this year.
Good on you, Stu. I'll catch you on Sunday morning for Chasing Rewind at 10:45.
You certainly will. Hopefully I'll be back on full form and I won't be sounding quite so much like Barry White for that one. Looking forward to it already.
Enjoy the next few days, Stewie.
See you later, mate. Take care.